Yesterday, I met with police chiefs from Wisconsin. I've met with many police chiefs and sheriffs since the beginning of the year. I've held some 30 town meetings across the state in truly incredible weather. And the number of people that have come to me to talk about the burn grants and the drug problem that I know Senator Cole talked about is really kind of astounding. They confirmed, actually, that significant progress has been made in combating methamphetamine abuse, which I was very pleased to hear. But they also cautioned that now heroin is coming into the state and in many of these places taking the place of meth, including the more rural northern western parts of the state. Now, are you seeing a similar replacement trend in other states, an influx of heroin replacing meth as meth use is reduced? And if so, what is the FBI doing to address this?
I had not heard that. I would have to go back and check on that. That had not come to my attention. In the wake of September 11th, we had to move 900 agents from drug programs over to national security. And before I made that move, I did sit down with the IACP and various representatives of state and local law enforcement, to, as well as DEA, and I discussed it with others at DOJ, and so some of the slack could have been picked up. But we are at this juncture, as a result of what happened September 11th, not participating in the addressing the drug problem in this country as we were prior to September 11th. We do it in the context of addressing gangs and violent crime.
It's a candid response. It's concerning, but I just thought I'd alert you to what these folks in Wisconsin are telling me is happening.